Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching in NPL show. And coming up on this week's show, we're going to be speaking to two more clubs who'll be joining us in the Northern Premier League next year at Step 4. This week, we're going to be looking at the Midlands Division and talking to two clubs who are joining us from the United Counties. Shortly, we'll be hearing from Gresley Rovers manager Carl Abbott. But before that, it's to the team who won the Premier Division South of the United Counties. That's Harborough Town. And on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome to the show to Mitch Austin. Well, Mitch, a big thank you for joining us and big congratulations for a superb season. Champions and promoted at the end of it. How was it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. We worked extremely hard all season and we had our eyes set on promotion. And in the end, we become champions of the league and added the Hinchinbrook Cup and Champions Cup with that as well. So it was a great end to a brilliant season.
Yeah, absolutely. And with regards to the league form, just two defeats all season in the league. That's a phenomenal achievement in itself, regardless of all the silverware as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. I think we'll only realise the true extent to it in years to come of what we've done in what style we've done it in, and with our clean sheet record and our losses and our wins. It'd be hard to replicate that, to be fair. It's a bit of a one-off season.
So heading into this past season, you were appointed a couple of years ago, but you've never really had a full run-up at it, have you? Because of COVID, unfortunately. Nah. I mean, what was your expectations heading into this season?
Personal expectations is I felt like I was a really good Step 5 manager, that I knew the level really, really well. I had loads of detail on opposition teams. I knew their best players. I knew what the best players wanted to sign. So quietly, I was, you know, wanting to hit top 5. I think every manager would probably want to aim for top 6, depending on his budgets and expectations from the club. We had a 3-year plan at Harborough. You know, we'd done that plan in a year. It was to get promoted to Step 4. And we'd done it in a year. And yeah, our momentum just took us on. And, you know, we started really well. We had no blips. We had a good morale, good team spirit. And in the end, our quality with a few signings at the right time got us through.
So looking ahead to next season, I mean, the question I've been asking managers at this stage of the season is when do you start to think about how the squad looks for next year? But because you've won the league at a bit of a canter, has it been a bit of an advantage with that regard that you've been able to plan ahead a bit earlier, maybe?
Our recruitment process is probably not as strong as other years. You know, I'm coming into a club now or going into a season now of a club that's you know, proving themselves the year before, when usually, you know, the season where I took over, you know, Harborough never finished above 11th. So there was a big recruitment process that was needed for me because I knew to be successful, they needed to change and they needed to get better players. So, you know, that's pretty much the basis of football. If you've got good players, you'll do well. I'm not looking to recruit a lot. Thought about it already. I've given the boys an option if they want to stay or not. You know, they'll all have offers. They'll have offers higher. The fringe players will probably have offers from the teams that the league would just come out of because of what they've just done. And I suppose we'll see over the next coming weeks who will be staying on, who won't be staying on. And then what I'll do is I'll just get my targets, which I do have. And if that's free now because the majority of the squad are staying, which I want to give them a chance to play at Step 4, I think they all deserve that. Or if they want to move on to different clubs, then my recruitment process will just ramp up a little bit. But there's not much in it for me at the moment. I'm quite comfortable where we're at. If I stay with the same base as the current squad, I probably need to add 3. And I probably just add them 3 to give everybody a new lease of life and more pressure on their places in the side.
And what's your thoughts on the actual competition in the Midlands Division? Because out of all the promotion races, this was the one that was really wide open towards the end. The playoff race was something, and race for the title with the likes of, you know, Hales Owen and Chasetown and Stamford. So what's your thoughts on what's possible next year? Is it finding your feet, or is it, you know, let's kick on and see what happens?
My thoughts on the league is the toughest, one of the toughest out of the Step 4 divisions, if not the toughest. There are some massive, massive clubs in that league. You know, Hales Owen, Corby Town. There are some really, really big clubs, and clubs that are with very good budgets and very good managers and very good players and very good support as well. And I look forward to testing ourselves. We certainly won't be going in to just be a number or to just fight off relegation. But there is no, you know, we're not going in to win the league and we're not going in to have targets. It's quite a good year for us, to be fair, to have a season off, see where we do. But we're definitely not there to make up the numbers. I think realistically for a team like Carver Town, with the players we have, we need to be looking at trying to nick the playoffs. You know, whether that does or doesn't happen, we will soon see. But we're all ambitious. We've just come from absolutely dominating everything that we've entered. And I think that momentum usually with teams carries through. So I'd like to see where we're at. I'd like to see, you know, pre-season will tell me a lot. And then our first 10 games, we'll see where we're at and we'll kick on from there.
And just a closing thought, Mitch, just about the wider club and how it's going to, you know, take to step forward. There's some derbies next year, isn't there? I mean, Corby Town is certainly on the list, I'd imagine. So what's your thoughts on this next step up for the club more generally?
The club is destined to do really well. It's such a professional outfit, way above its level through all the facilities and all the committee members and directors and things like that. It's a club destined to be successful and will only get bigger and better as years go on. Regarding the rivalries and things like that and the derby games, is a, you know, a big achievement for us that we've come a long way, that now we can be rubbing shoulders with the likes of Corby Town and, you know, competing with the top teams in step four. Just to be associated with them right now is a great achievement for the club. But me, on a personal note, you know, Harbour Town need to be stood up and be counted, and the people should take notice of us that we're here to challenge. And when you come to us or we come to you, you know, we're very competitive. We're a group of winners. We have to be realistic on where we're at, but time will tell where we need to improve, how we improve. You know, with the teams that have entered us, Leicester Road, I'm hoping Long Eaton actually get a approval from the league that they've been put in. I believe that they deserve to be in our league. And Gresley, these are top sides coming from step five, going up to step four. And then you add the likes who are already there, Daventry Town, really, really good outfit. Shepshed, really good outfit. Stamford, really good outfit. You know, there's some top teams in a little cluster that we look forward to playing. We look forward to playing everybody. And it's going to be a really exciting year. And I'm pleased that the club are there and everybody deserves it. And now we need to go on and prove ourselves again.
Well, great stuff. Mitch Austin, manager of Harbour Town, a big congratulations on achieving promotion out of the Premier Division South for the United Counties. Big good luck for the close season and pre-season, and catch up when it all kicks off again in August.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Mitch Austin there, manager of Harbour Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So, Harbour Town, big congratulations to them, champions of the United Counties Premier Division South. Joining Harbour Town in the NPL will be Gresley Rovers. They come up via the Premier Division North of the United Counties. Cracking season for Gresley Rovers, who rejoin the Northern Premier League next year. And to judge the mood now at the Moat Ground, it's a welcome to the show now to Gresley Rovers manager. Here's Carl Abbott. Well, Carl, a big thank you for joining us, and a big congratulations for a brilliant season at Gresley Rovers. How's it all been?
It's been great, mate. Yeah, it's been good, Ben. We've coming off a bit of a euphoric season. It just steamrolled, really. You know, we built momentum as the season went along, and the crowds built, and the club's kind of built back forwards again. And it's just been a really, really, really positive season all round.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us about the season you've just had as well, because it looks like it was a two-horse race up at the top with Long Eaton United.
Yeah, well, I think it was a bit skewed by the end, actually. I think, you know, Anthony Nomad's really kind of fell away in the last few weeks. And after we'd made it kind of mathematically impossible, they dropped some points then. It made it look a little wider, kind of the three of us. And there was long periods of time where I don't think we were being talked about, really. It was kind of being talked about as a two-horse race between Anthony and Long Eaton. So it kind of swung. And then, obviously, we had it in our hands for a little bit towards the back end. And then obviously, and to the wire last game, to be told, you know, by the time we got to that last game at Long Eaton, we got five lads who all start who were unavailable for a variety of reasons. And we were exhausted, really. We got quite a small squad and we were really stretched. And we probably went one game too far, really, truth be told. And but we, you know, we took the promotion with both hands, and you know, we congratulate Longdon on winning the league. And it was a good tussle.
So what does this promotion mean for the club? Obviously, it's Gresley Rovers, which is when Gresley were in the Northern Premier League, they were known as Gresley, but it's Gresley Rovers back at step four. So, I mean, what does this mean for the club, this promotion this year, do you feel?
It's really big, you know. I think that as Gresley FC, it was a vehicle, really, in my eyes, it was a vehicle to get him back to Gresley Rovers. Gresley Rovers was obviously a very big non-league football club with lots of history and heritage. And you know, things went on that meant that the club went out of business, and Gresley FC was reformed. And I think, interesting, Gresley FC had sort of peaked, really, and they've fallen on some hard times. And I think the ace up the club sleeve was always that it could go back to Gresley Rovers. But then it had to coincide with some success on the pitch, really, and it had to be timed right. And I think that it were always the case that if the club went back to Gresley Rovers and really pricked that local interest, and then there was some success on the pitch, it would really gather momentum fast. And you know, fortunately, that's what's happened. We've come in and we've done a good job. We've delivered our end of the bargain, you know, the players and my staff on the pitch, and the club have done everything right off the pitch. And, you know, promotion is the icing on the cake, really, because Gresley Rovers as a top name in non-league football and deserves to be at your step fours and step threes and pushing onwards. So it was very important, really, to go hand in hand with a name change.
And with regards to yourself, like you touched upon, you came in a couple of years ago, didn't you? And it coincides with COVID, basically. So, I mean, how challenging has this period been? And then to come out of, you know, COVID restrictions with the season you just had, that's all credit to yourself, the coaching staff and the players, I'm going to imagine. So, I mean, what's this last 2 years been like at the club?
Yeah, it's been a challenge, you know. I think for everybody in life, it's been a challenge, and it's kind of held everything up, really. It's kind of stood in the way of everything that people enjoy doing, you know. But for me, that's football, and for the football club, that's football. Obviously, I came out of a curtailed season at Evesham United in the Southern League, and moved over to Gresley, and you know, last season was a bit of a non-event, really. But I think what it did do was it gave the football club a lot of time to take stock, make plans. It gave us a lot of thinking time in terms of recruitment, how we wanted to attack this season, really thinking about what a promotion winning side looks like in terms of physicality, fitness, style of play. And we really did kind of surgically put the team together. And it's reaped benefits, really. So I think we've probably made the most of what COVID gave us rather than kind of looking back on what it took away from us, really. And I think as a football club, we've come out of that period a lot stronger. And, you know, together we've delivered that promotion, and now we can look forward, and you know, we have a lot to look forward to as a football club.
So to state the obvious here, it's a really easy question, this one, Cal, but when does your brain, or when has your brain turned towards next season and preparing for that? I'm imagining it's already happened.
Yeah, it's already happened, mate. you don't stop, you know. It's I was mentally very tired after the last game. You know, you have a week or two, but you don't really stop thinking, planning and talking to players. I've been out this morning with my assistant, Paul Tomlinson, and we've been over to meet a couple of lads over Nottingham Way and done our first two retentions for next season. And obviously talking to players all the time, and, you know, talking to targets. And, you know, we have one or two things to kind of straighten out with the board in terms of what our aims and objectives are for the new season, and what resources we can put into it. It's going to be tough, you know. We're going to be operating on probably, I would say, probably the lowest budget in the division this season. You know, with the ground move ahead of us, the club needs to cut its cloth accordingly to be positioned correctly. But when we come out of that ground move and the new stadium and all the income streams that brings, we will be in a really, really strong position. So our job this season, it's switched from being, you know, to get a promotion to now just make sure that the club's in good shape on the pitch when that ground move happens. And then we'll be in that'll be a real launch pad for the football club then to move into the next phase.
Yeah, that must be very, very exciting for everyone at the club. And I mean, just to touch upon the wider competition in the Midlands division, I mean, what's your thoughts on how the Midlands division shapes up next year as things stand?
Yeah, it looks, you know, so many people have messaged me and said that's the hardest step four division I've seen in a long time. You know, it is fiercely competitive. You know, there's some big clubs in there. listen, support wise, you know, if we were going on our average attendance from last season, we're probably, people will say we might just be the second or third biggest club in the division. You know, listen, that support was indexed to a promotion winning season, and you know, if things are a little tougher and it's a little bit more kind of one step forward, one step back this year, you know, we'll lose some of that football. And as I say, you know, budget-wise, it's going to be a challenge. There's some big, big football clubs in there. You know, Halswell Town, Stamford, Corby, just to rattle off three, you know. It's going to be tough, but we have a good side. I think I'll get a lot of quality for my money in terms of my recruitment. And with a challenging budget, we will put a side out that I think will acquit itself well. And we'll meet our objectives, and the supporters will no doubt enjoy the high level football, bigger clubs. We look forward to bigger support from clubs coming to us, to visit us, and just really excited at the challenge. You know, for me, going back to step four, you know, after obviously my time at Evesham, you know, that pleases me, because it wasn't an easy decision to step back down with Gresley, but the club was a draw, you know, and it was a gamble on getting back up. We've done that now, so get back to that level and sink our teeth into it, really. It's going to be tough.
No, I was just going to finish things off, Carl, just talking about, like you say, there's a new stadium on the horizon, there's a promotion there, the club's got its old name back. How excited are you about you know, what's possible now at Gresley Rovers as you head into this new era?
Huge, you know, massively, because I think it's a club that can sustain gates to 700, 800 on a regular basis as the norm. The stadium plans look really exciting in terms of, you know, providing a sporting hub. The local community, that will drum up further interest. The income streams are endless, and that obviously enables us to be even more competitive on the pitch. The guys on the board are working so hard behind the scenes. You know, I can't credit them enough. This season's going to be really hard. It's going to be really challenging. We've got to pull together. We've got to work with what we have, and we've got to make sure that we maintain the feel good factor, and we maintain ourselves at the level, and then. As I say, we're moving to a new era as a football club, and I think that the opportunities for the club are endless, really. And yeah, you know, this is Gresley Rovers now, not Gresley FC, and it's a different animal, it's a different beast, and we have to treat it with ultimate respect and kid gloves as custodians of it, me as manager and the chairman and the board, and we have to make sure we make no mistakes and we keep driving this great football club forward, mate.
Well, Carl Abbott, manager of Gresley Rovers, a big congratulations for a brilliant season. Congratulations on your promotion. Have a lovely summer, and all the best for pre-season.
Cheers, Ben. Top man. Speak soon, mate.
Carl Abbott there, manager of Gresley Rovers, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the show. We'll be back next week with some more managers who'll be joining us in the Northern Premier League for next season. But in the meantime, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye bye.